Hi everyone. I'm a bit sore today. I was trying to teach Elsa some tricks on her scooter and almost broke my back. Last time I tried to show Yari how to snowboard and I broke my knee, so I'm a little sore today. I want to share a story. Me and Elsa were riding in the car, or I say Elsa and I, and she asked me, she said, "Dad, I want to live to 100. Because she knows that her great-grandparents are almost there, and she's like, "I want to live to 100. She's like, "I don't want to die." And I told her about heaven. I was just driving, talking to her mostly about heaven. But interesting, the next morning, I was reading this out loud from Ephesians. I was in 5 and then going to 6. "And nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." Then I switch to 6. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and that you may have a long life on the earth." And I was like reading that, and I said, and Elsa was in the kitchen, said, "Elsa, guess what? I know how you can live to 100. And she stops. She's like, "How?" I'm like, "Jesus says in his Bible that if you listen to mommy and daddy, you can live to 100. So she was excited. But I was just amazed how it's just the correlation that she was interested about it. And then we see this passage. And the interesting thing is when we read this, when we usually read this to our children, we always mention the fact that children listen to your parents. But what I wanted to point out here is a promise that he gives our children. Children, do you hear that? God gives you a promise. And Abby was not listening to mommy, and I think it was the same day. And Elsa comes up to mommy, and she said, "I don't think Abby's going to live to 100. And she said, "Why would you say that?" She said, "She's not listening to you." So already, she's starting to process this information. Let's read it again. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth." And interesting enough, other passages also speak of that. In the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, when he's giving the Ten Commandments, he says, "Honor your father and mother." And here's the word he uses. It says, "Prolong your life." And when you read, you break down, prolong is basically a longer than usual life. So he promises children that if you listen to your parents, you're going to have a longer than usual life. So the best bet for you to have a well and long life is to listen to mommy and daddy. And so there's also a twist to that promise. If we open Proverbs 20:20, it says, "Whoever curses his father or mother, his lamp will be put out." Just as he promises long, well, and long life, at the same time he says, if you curse your father and mother, your lamp will be put out. The chances are extremely bad for you if you decide that I am going to disobey my parents based on the word of God. So that was my short little message to the children. And on Friday, I was telling Elsa she had to go get ready for preschool. And she said, "Daddy, I'm not going to go." I'm like, "What do you mean you're not going to go?" She's like, "I don't want to go." I said, "As a father, I'm telling you, Elsa, you have to go to preschool." And she turns at me and she says, I don't want to live to 100. So, but later she was obedient and she ended up still going with me. But still, I want to encourage parents to really find these truths in the Bible and to be able to share. When the child is actually looking for an answer, if we're there in the Word of God and we truly want to help them, He will provide the right verse at the right time. So that's all I had to say for you guys. Amen.